Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution. This is Andrew McDermott for ID the Future. Today I'm pleased to bring you a piece by the eminent German paleontologist Günter Bechle, calling for a major rethink on the standard evolutionary story of human origins. It's appropriately titled, What, Another Rewrite of the Human Origins Story? How about a rethink instead? Sometimes predictions are not only fulfilled, but over-fulfilled. Recently, I listed 7 major discoveries in paleoanthropology that have made 2017 a year of reckoning for the established scientific consensus on human evolution. I ended with the suggestion that perhaps there were more surprises to come that year. It turns out I was right. In September of 2017, alleged hominin teeth were reported from the Miocene of Germany that are older than the oldest African hominins, and thus contradict the well-known out-of-Africa scenario. Only a few days after that, other paleontologists vehemently disputed the new findings, doubting that one of the teeth belongs to a primate at all. This, of course, was without having seen the actual fossils. Getting rid of such problematic finds would be very convenient, so doubts remain on either side of the story. Meanwhile, paleoanthropologists could barely catch their breath as further published research casts more doubt on the conventional wisdom about human origins. In November of 2017, the journal New Scientist announced, "Ancient skulls from China may rewrite the origins of our species." Come on, the calls for rewriting our understanding of human evolution are coming now not just annually, but on a monthly basis. How often do you hear that fundamental ideas in chemistry or physics have to be rewritten? What does this tell us about the status of evolutionary biology? Let's have a look at what the new discovery is all about. Actually, the fossil itself is no new discovery at all. It's a fossil human skeleton that was found in 1978 in China near a small village in the Dali County of Shaanxi Province. It is one of the most complete early human crania from eastern Eurasia. However, the dating was somewhat controversial, and so was the interpretation of the Dali skull as either an untypical Homo erectus or an archaic Homo sapiens. It has sometimes even been linked to the Denisovans, but without much evidence for this. Now, a new study by Athria and Wu, 2017, not only offers a final resolution of the dating of the Dali skull as Middle Pleistocene with a radiometric age of 258 to 268,000 years, but also presents a detailed multivariate assessment of the cranial facial morphology in comparison to other Middle Pleistocene Homo specimens from Asia, Africa, and Europe. Even though the authors consider no taxonomic allocation for the Dali cranium as appropriate at this time, the results strongly suggest that the fossil is morphologically intermediate between Chinese Pleistocene Homo erectus and later Chinese Homo sapiens, reviving the long-buried multi-regional model. In that model, Homo sapiens did not evolve exclusively in Africa, then migrate to Asia and there replace Homo erectus, but instead originated either independently or coordinately in Africa, Eastern, and Western Eurasia. While the Dali cranium is clearly archaic in general appearance, it strikingly shares characteristic features with modern East Asian humans, but not so much with modern African and European humans. This runs right up against the out-of-Africa hypothesis. Newsweek featured the discovery with the headline, "Ancient hominin skull from China suggests that humans didn't evolve just from African ancestors." Even Barras, in 2017, cautiously admits in his New Scientist piece that while most anthropologists think our species sprang from Africa a couple hundred thousand years ago, quote, "the Dali skull may not fit this story." The so-called braided stream network model of reticulate gene flow, favored by the authors of the new study, basically implies that all fossil Homo taxa belong to the same interbreeding biospecies as modern Homo sapiens. That fits surprisingly well with the observation by critics of Darwinian evolution that the fossil record does not show a gradual development from apes to humans, but instead either clear apes or clear humans, with a distinct morphological gap between these two groups of fossils. So, in total, that makes 8 important discoveries in 2017 that all were announced as challenging established theories of human origins, thus requiring a major rewrite of the story. One is tempted to ask the question, how many more major rewritings do we need to endure until a major rethinking is considered? The current consensus is refuted by more and more evidence. But in spite of all this conflicting evidence, the holy cow of Darwinian evolution of humans from ape-like ancestors may not be questioned. Why? Because that would challenge the ruling scientific paradigm of naturalism. This was a reading of an essay by distinguished German paleontologist Günter Bechli. For the essay, and the links to the many supporting articles, some of which I mention, go to Evolution News and Science Today and search for the title phrase, quote, "How about a rethink?" That's evolutionnews.org, and search with quotes, "How about a rethink?" I'm Andrew McDermott for ID the Future. Thanks for listening. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org and idthefuture.com.